Healthcare Workers Get Engaged in Heartfelt Proposal During Coronavirus Pandemic. By Amy Furr on May 10, 2020. A couple in Omaha, Nebraska, are not letting the coronavirus pandemic get in the way of their future plans. Recently, Methodist Hospital employees Ashley Jensen and her boyfriend, Jason Hames, sat down for a lunch break that turned into something really special, according to the Omaha World Herald. Hames, a registered nurse, works on the sixth floor of the hospital's North Tower in the Progressive Care Unit, which deals with patients with COVID-19. Jensen, a certified nursing assistant, works in the short-stay unit on the fifth floor of the South Tower, the article read. Both were in the middle of a 12-hour overnight shift and dealing with the stress, anxiety, and fatigue that has weighed heavily on many healthcare workers during the coronavirus pandemic. However, Hames wanted to make this lunch break different from all the others and asked his co-workers for help. Before the break, he told them to enter the room loudly and surprise Jensen. While his girlfriend of 3 years turned around to see what all the commotion was about, Hames got down on one knee. He then pulled out an engagement ring and asked her to marry him. To everyone's delight, Jensen quickly said yes. "I love that he involved his colleagues to witness and take part," co-worker Lucy Miranda Gonzalez said of the moment she later described as beautiful, fun, uplifting, and heartfelt. "It's wonderful, and it just shows that we are family," she explained. Hames' proposal brought some much-needed positivity to the hospital staff who have been working hard to care for their patients during the health crisis, according to Miranda Gonzalez. "We are grateful that this can still happen among the chaos," she stated. Sunday on Twitter, the hospital congratulated the couple on their recent engagement. Following the proposal, Jensen said despite the uncertain times, she and her fiancé would move forward with their wedding plans. "If we can get through this together and share those anxieties together through the pandemic, we can get through anything," she concluded.